Son, I'm about to talk to y'all about CCIV, SBE, and AT&T. All right, son, stay tuned. Let's get it. Yo, son, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, Eon, and you already know me. And this is Forever Slow Stroke and the podcast, son. And I got to talk to y'all about some stuff. As I mentioned, son, CCIV, SBE, and AT&T, son. According to what I'm looking at, son, AT&T is still a valid play, son. And why do you say that? I'm actually expecting it to boom sometime soon, but I know for a fact that this play is probably going to catch me and a lot of other people off guard. So, I ain't going to lie, I'm going to be in this joint, son. I already, you know what I'm saying, established a decent position. I'm still building that joint up, you know what I'm saying? Son, the thing about AT&T is they are selling DirecTV, right? And 200 million of that money that they're getting, they're going to use that to pay off some debt, right? Then they have about $7.6 billion left, which will be all in cash. So in my opinion, I think they'll probably use some of that $7.6 billion to help pay off that, I think it was $15 million loan that they got from Bank of America, for their 5G stuff, right? Son, so if they do that, that'll put them closer to being able to generate some free cash flow, which will make the stock price go stupid, dumb, crazy, retarded. And you know, that's what I pay attention to, because you know me, son, I'm on it. You know what I'm saying? Pause. All right, outside of that, son, that was AT&T. Now, SBE, son, I did not know, but apparently SBE merged yesterday, right? Yesterday after market close. So it is now under the ticker symbol CHPT, ChargePoint, right? All right, son, so I'm going to just wait and see how it goes. Son, now I can finally get in and talk to y'all about what I wanted to talk to y'all about, right, son? I really wanted to speak to everybody about CCIV, and Wall Street Bets are back at it again, son, and this time they are adding CCIV to the list. CCIV, well, Lucid is like a company that I'm very interested in. I'm actually thinking about buying a Lucid myself. So we're going to see how this really goes, son. So this makes sense, though. Wall Street Bets, you know what I'm saying, trying to pump Lucid makes sense, because Lucid is actually a company that has potential to have a bright future, you know what I'm saying, son? In addition to that, I would love to see them outperform Tesla, because in my opinion, Tesla, they did it first. They did it first the best way. They did it the best first, right? But Tesla's products aren't really that good. The quality of their vehicles aren't that great, you know what I'm saying? I know my father has owned about 4 of them by now, right? And they're weird. 2 of the Model 3, performance Model 3s that he's had, they were different sizes. It was very strange. Same size wheel, same everything, but the cars were different sizes. The doors had different sizes on. It was very strange, son. I don't know. Me personally, their products and the paint on the cars are terrible on the Model 3s. Model S's, they give you a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more quality, but we'll see how this joint goes, you know what I'm saying, son? I'm really paying attention to it. So, one thing I noticed about Lucid is they are really, really, really putting a large emphasis on offering luxury in addition to performance. So, they're comparing themselves kind of to like a new type of luxury, right? From the traditional Louis Vuitton, Rolls Royce, Mercedes, sometimes even the type of like houses people think about when they think luxury, you know what I'm saying? So they're calling it post-luxury, right? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to see how this goes. I like the idea. I like how they're promoting their product. It's really creative, and I think it'll catch a lot of people's attention. Now, while they're doing that, they give Tesla some recognition for being innovative, which is true. Like I said, Tesla, they did it first, the best first. But they acknowledge that Tesla is not really much of a luxury brand. They lack luxury. So Lucid is stating that it will appear to performance, technology, and sustainability. They aim to deliver sport luxury, which could be experienced in BMW. If you know me, you know BMW is what I drive. I love BMWs. I love the performance aspect of it. And I love the fact that, you know, they can keep going and going and going and going as long as you treat it right. You know what I'm saying? You got to treat it like a person. You know me. Ooh. But just like the luxury, the sport luxury that you experience in BMW, the tech luxury that you would, you know, see supplied by Audi, and then that classic luxury that is demonstrated by Mercedes, you know what I'm saying? Specifically, you know what I'm saying, the Maybach. They're saying that, you know what, we want to do all that in one brand, I love to see it. I'm here for it. You know me, son, I'm here for it, and I support this, you know. And then Lucid also found ways to innovate the need tech, the needed tech to deliver battery range with performance. So they're not just giving you some range of battery that could just go for years and years and years. Nah, they want to make sure that you get performance out of that battery as well. So you're not just going to be sitting there, you know, going 30 miles an hour. You got to go 30 miles an hour in order to get, you know what I'm saying, 800,000 miles on the battery. Nah, that's not the case. But I highly over-exaggerate that completely. So don't count that into whatever you're thinking. All right, son, but they have a valid competitor, right? Which is Tesla. And all these other luxury car brands. So they are trying to figure out, you know what? I want our performance and our batteries to outshine or to compare with Tesla and other companies such as Porsche. Porsche has the, what is that called? The Taycan? Yeah, something like that, right? They have that electric Porsche now, right? So they're trying to really get into the market and say, look, we can compare to this by not only giving you the luxury appeal, the performance appeal, or the range appeal on the battery, the range appeal on the battery. We're giving you all these things in one car. You don't have to, you no longer have to decide which one you're gonna get. Now, let's dive a little bit deeper into what Lucid is offering. Son, Lucid predicts that their tech is so good that it will be potentially considered for aircraft, eVTOLs, heavy machinery, military, architecture. What else? Agriculture. Son, you know me. Agriculture and marine. So I'm kind of waiting to see what happens. I see that they are aiming high, you know what I'm saying? And this is good for a company that has good technology. This is really good, in my opinion. So I'm definitely not taking the shine from them. So I want to see where they go with this. They are already killing the game, you know what I'm saying? The tech game with their two-way charging, which gives the best mileage with respect to the amount of time that is spent charging. So I think for 20 minutes, you get 300 miles, which is tough. Versus Tesla, with 15 minutes of charging, you get, what's that? 15 minutes of charging, you get 200 miles. So I would take 20 minutes for 300 miles. I would prefer that any given day, son. So that's tough. So you're getting faster charging, ultimately, faster charging speed with more range. So that's tough, son. I mean, on the money side, Lucid is, they're predicting some valid numbers, right? Which hints that they may have free cash flow. They estimated about $321 million by 2025, right? So that's not far from now. So I think they might be able to pull it off, so they say. But I would, like I say, I gotta see if they can do it. I gotta see it for myself. But that's valid. And as you all may know, as you should know, with respect to my, you know, podcast on Netflix. On Netflix podcast that I did, right? Free cash flow. Whenever somebody announced free cash flow is close to being achieved or is being achieved, ultimately, the stock price just goes stupid, dumb, crazy, retarded. It goes crazy because people realize, you know what? They don't owe anybody and they can do whatever they want with all their profit. So that's tough. That says a lot about a company, right? So, like I said, I kind of want to see how great Lucid performs. I think they have good potential. And I'm not just going to watch from the sidelines. I'm actually getting into this joint. I'm actually in this place. So, like I said, son, I'm trying to be valid with it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know me. All right, son, let's get it. I want to talk to y'all about my performance this week. As you all know, this week and last week was muy mal. It was trash. It was terrible. But, you know what I'm saying? I managed to, you know what I'm saying, get some stuff in, you know? I got about 70% loss from marathon. That sucked. That really sucked. 40% profit from Jamia. 12% profit from Spy. 12% profit from NVIDIA. 200% profit from AMC. That was crazy. Didn't expect it. 35% profit from Riot. 10% profit from RKT. 80% loss from Marathon sucked. 30% profit from Workhorse, 10% profit from CCIV, 100% profit from Kodak, 100% profit from SBE, 100% loss from Nike, ouch, and 100% profit from Workhorse, you know me. Son, and I also have a hidden gem as always. Son, I want to talk to you. I got to tell you, Bitcoin is not dead. Cryptocurrency is not dead. People are still planning to use cryptocurrency for a lot of things, right? So, what I would say, look at Riot and Marathon at these low levels. Last time I looked at Riot, that joint was at like $45, $43, you know, on Thursday. I don't know what it did Friday because I wasn't really in the market too much on Friday, yesterday. But they're at low levels, son. I would recommend, you know what I'm saying, either get you a nice little loan contract pause or cop up on some shares, son, especially since it's cheap. These things are going crazy soon. And Marathon has some news announcements coming out in the next few weeks, so don't miss out. If you are interested, feel free to join Forever Slow Shokan. Please, 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 if you haven't done so already, like and subscribe to the channel. And also remember, I am not a financial advisor, so everything I'm saying on these episodes are for entertainment and educational purposes only. All right, son, I gotta go. Thank you. Peace.